Hi, welcome to St Etienne. We've just watched Portugal draw 1-1 against Iceland. Entertaining game, I'd say. Portugal started very well. After a nervy first 15 minutes, they really dominated that first half and perhaps should have put the game to bed there. They didn't. Iceland came back, scored a good goal, and Portugal, to be honest, didn't really create too much in the second half. 1-1, the final score. Nathan, what are your immediate thoughts about the game? Do you think it's a fair result?
Yeah, you know, on the balance of play, I do think it's a fair result. Iceland outplayed us in some aspects of the match, you know, really winning free headers and especially their physical dominance, I think, really told in this game. We didn't really get settled in our passing tempo until about midway through the first half. By that time, Iceland had kind of figured us out a little bit. Brynja and Gomez combined well, though. Nani had some good chances. Luckily, he was able to put one away. But I think that the way that we finished the match in particular, just not being able to create any clear chances, that's something we're going to have to change. You have to wonder about Quaresma's fitness coming into this match. Maybe some question marks about when we made substitutions. Could we have made them sooner? Those are some things we have to sort out before next match in Paris against Austria.
Yeah, now, of course, that becomes a vital match. Austria lost their opening match. Portugal only drew their opening match. So Paris on Saturday night, it's all set up for a very, very big game. Just looking at one or two individuals, Nathan. Of course, Nani, a lot of people were disappointed that Quaresma wasn't fit. Just let me break off there to talk a little bit about the Iceland fans. You can hear them in the background. They were absolutely magnificent throughout, and they've enjoyed their night. As I was saying, Nani was chosen up front as Quaresma is not 100% fit. Okay, he has his critics at the end of the day. Scored one goal, very nearly scored another. Fantastic reaction save by the Iceland goalkeeper. He also put in a peach of a cross that Ronaldo perhaps should have scored from. You have to say, not a bad night's work for Nani.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's a great way to respond to some of the negativity surrounding him. I think that's just in keeping with what Fernando Santos said about the squad. You know, every one of the 23 players could potentially be a starter. I think when they're needed, they're coming through and making good plays. You know, even looking at some of our better players, I mean, they're doing great things, but they're also making mistakes. You know, Mourinho was one of the best players in the first half, but he also allowed the equalizer. So every one of these players has an opportunity to make a contribution, and I think Nani and the rest of the players really showed that tonight.
Yeah. Also, I also liked Rafa Guerreiro. He really did look composed, looked good all the way through the match, wasn't overawed in the slightest. And I think Andre Gomes as well, for me, probably the pick of Portugal's midfielders. Have I missed anyone, Nathan? Anyone else you think deserves a mention?
I think Moutinho was good in the first half. He faded a little bit as the game went on. Our midfield was pretty decent, you know, really in controlling possession. We had, I think it was 67% possession in the first half. We really had control of the game for the most part. We just really couldn't deal with those long crosses in the second half. And, one of those, unfortunately, led to the goal. And so, you know, Moutinho was good. I think Pepe struggled a lot. Carvalho had some crucial interventions. So I would say he was a standout performer, especially in the first half.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I should have mentioned Carvalho, very good as well. But in contrast to Pepe, he looked maybe not quite 100% on his game today. Okay, well, that's our quick on the whistle thoughts from St Etienne. Tune in to Portugal. We'll be analysing this match, of course, in the next few days, and then looking ahead to the game against Austria. Thanks for listening.